Freeze Frame, by Peter May, continued. Disc 3. Elizabeth emerged from the kitchen with steaming bowls of leek and potato soup, which she placed in front of the two men as the door burst open and two teenage girls bustled into the room, dragging cold air behind them.
"All right, girls, calm down, behave yourselves now. We have a guest for lunch. Monsieur MacLeod, meet Runners and Seve. 12 and 14, monsieur, and both with far too much energy."
An energy immediately subdued by teenage awkwardness as the girls self-consciously presented themselves to Enzo to be kissed on either cheek.
"Unusual names," he said.
"Breton,"
Alain waved the girls to their seats, putting a finger to his lips to quell their urge to chatter and giggle.
"Our son's called Primel. We wanted traditional Breton names for all of the children. He is now studying at the Sorbonne. Philosophy, rather than medicine, I'm afraid."
"Which means he probably won't be back," Elizabeth said, bringing another two bowls to the table. There was a hint of regret in her voice. "The young ones can't wait to get away from the island these days."
She returned to the kitchen to fetch a bowl for herself and then joined them at the table. Enzo noticed that there was no place set for Dr. Servas Sr. He had expected the old man to join them for lunch, but decided not to ask about him just yet. The soup was thick and hearty and delicious, great lumps of waxy potato breaking up in it as he ate. He looked up at Elizabeth.
"So did you not feel inclined to leave the island yourself?"
"Oh, I did. I trained as a nurse on the mainland, Monsieur MacLeod. But in the end something drew me back."
Alain Servat chuckled.
"Yes, me."
Elizabeth grinned.
"Yes, you, Alain. Damn you."
She turned a fading smile toward Enzo.
"And an unfortunately ailing father."
Alain said,
"He was one of the last of generations of tuna fishermen. You know, that's what Gras used to be famous for. It's tuna fleet."
"When I was a girl," Elizabeth said, "we could see the boats from our house as they sailed back into the harbour at Portlaix. Of course, they were motorized by then, but in the old days they used to come in under full sail. I have some pictures somewhere, a marvellous sight. All the more amazing when you see the harbour today. It seems so small. But in my memory it was huge, filled with boats, and the raised voices of men landing their catch, and the wagons that took them up the hill to the fish-processing factory."
Her smile was tinged by sadness.
"All gone now. Just like my papa. My papa."